How are you guys feeling right now?
Awesome. It's a good day.
It's a good day.
Yeah, I can only imagine. So can you kind of walk me through your story? When you got your tickets, when you realized that you guys had won $25,000 a year for life?
I buy my tickets every Monday and every Thursday religiously. Mm-hmm. And the day before, day after the drawing, I always go in and get that copy, and I check my own numbers.
Okay.
I never just run. I always know what I win before I usually get to the store to put it through the machine.
Yeah.
And I went in and bought them that Monday. And Monday night, sometimes we sit around and I pull them up on my phone, look at them that way. And I pulled them up on my phone. As soon as I saw the first five, I knew I had it. And I didn't even have the ticket in my hand. It was in my car.
So you knew the numbers.
I've been playing those numbers since 2001. Yeah. I knew those numbers. And had it been a three instead of a two, I would have had it.
Yeah. So what's going through your head when you see those five matching numbers?
I was shocked.
Yeah.
It was just like people were talking to me, and I didn't want to tell anybody right away. And I was just shocked. Could not sleep. We worked till midnight. About three and 30 in the morning.
3:45 exactly. I got a phone call.
That's the kind of
wake up. It was a good phone call.
He goes, usually phone calls like this are not good. What do you want?
Usually it's not good when I get a phone call that late. It's like, come get me.
Yeah. No, this is the kind of wake up call in the middle of the night.
I have no problem with this. I told him that I have no problem with this phone call this time.
I said, Mr. Boston, we won.
So, Mark, how did you react when he called you in the middle of the night and told you?
Well, at first I couldn't. I said, you did get the right ticket, right? You did get today's ticket,
you're
right?
You're not dreaming, are you? Oh,
man. I said, you ain't messing with me right now. Said, then I knew he wasn't messing with me.
Yeah.
He said, I wouldn't call you this time of night to mess with you.
I checked that ticket five times on my phone before I called him. I was like, it's right. And I knew it was right when I looked at it the first time.
You knew right away.
I knew I played those numbers since 2001.
Do they have a special meaning to you?
Dale Earnhardt died in 2001. Mm-hmm. Most of those were his car numbers.
Okay. Awesome.
That so you were some way related to him.
Sure. Yeah, so you've been just playing those.
I've played that
ever since.
Well, I've got quite a few I've been playing for that long, but okay. That's the one that came in.
Oh, man, that's awesome. So how long, so you guys kind of pool your money and buy tickets together, right?
He buys his tickets, and I buy my same numbers all the time, too. I get my own numbers picked.
It all started out at work. We started doing pool there.
Mm-hmm. It went on a handshake and a word of mouth. Went on a handshake.
Did you check your tickets right away, or
I knew
pretty regular than that?
I knew Monday night. I pulled them up on my phone. Uh-huh. I called in at 3:30 in the morning. It's a wee hit.
Did you sleep at all that night?
No, it was hard to sleep. Toss and turned all night. Yeah. Hoping it was true, thinking, oh, if my phone's wrong.
Right.
I lose that ticket.
I got up at 6 in the morning. I went out and I told the lady, I said, give me a printout of those Lucky mm-hmm. for Life tickets.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the next
I
day,
I had written down, and I knew then he was right.
Did you take it in the store and check it anywhere or anything? Just brought it here.
The next day, I went to the store and
you got the winning numbers report.
I do this report every time I buy tickets. The next day after the drawing,
mm-hmm.
and once in a while I check them on my phone that night. But,
mm-hmm.
and this is how. And she always tells me when I go in there. Same lady pretty much sells me my tickets all the time, and she always says, someday maybe. Not today.
And then when that alert, together when for that a long time,
alert or? Came over their screen, winner was sold, and they were all on me. Did you win? Did you win? I was like, I don't know. I haven't checked my tickets yet. I get this every day, remember?
Right. That's cool.
So you guys both buy your own tickets, and a handshake years ago, either of you wins.
Yep. That's all it takes.
Yeah. We started out on the hot lotto. Well, we always played the Powerball, but then the hot lotto come out, but
that
then
disappeared.
That disappeared. So we agreed on Lucky for Life, and ever since Lucky for Life's been out, that's how many years we've been playing it.
What was the other one you got rid of? The All or Nothing. We did
All
that
or Nothing. All or Nothing.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So All or Nothing, hot lotto went away. We Lotto America.
And then I heard about this game coming to Iowa, and I said, Mr. Bussin, I'm getting in on this game from day one, and I played it every... I might have missed once or twice, but for the most part, I've never missed a drawing.
You played on the right day. Yeah, right. That's what counts, right? You...
A couple weeks before that, I did actually miss a drawing. I go, that's the day I'm going to win it. I didn't even look at the numbers.
Oh, that's probably good, too. That'd be something you wouldn't want to know, right? Do you always play the same numbers?
Yeah, for since 2001, I've been playing the set that won.
Cool. Good for you.
Absolutely. So do you guys work together? Is that how you... Where do you work?
Warmer Metals.
Okay.
Cascade, Iowa. Okay.
So they all know?
Nope. We didn't tell a soul.
The only one we person that knows that I know is his dad.
We said until we get the money, we're not telling anybody. Make sure it's true.
Mm-hmm.
So, Chris, have you thought about what you're going to do with your winnings?
Pay down some debt.
Yeah.
Put some, invest some, make retirement a little easier. This is my plan with the money, period.
Excellent. And how about you, Mark?
Pretty much the same. Get out of debt for once in my life and try to set some away so I don't have to worry about where my retirement fund's going to come from.
That's fantastic.
Because Social Security ain't going to cut it the way it sounds.
Yeah. That's great.
Well, that's exactly what I plan on doing with it. I'm going to keep working and keep playing.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Awesome.
Fantastic.
And we'll keep splitting. Yeah. We keep it.
Yeah, there you go.